Good evening. Welcome to another episode of Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
Yeah, it's been a week. It's been a week since we came at you live over the internet. Rochelle had a book club thing on Sunday. It happens at least once a month. That's why we didn't do a show. But we're here, we're back, and we're pretty awesome, right?
Sure. Whatever you say.
That's not the kind of response I was hoping to get back. I was hoping to get back. Absolutely. I'm 100% awesome.
I'm answering like how you would answer.
Well, quick update on certain things which we discussed in the last episode. I remember when I was bitching about iTunes for a bit.
Yeah.
That's worked itself out. I don't know.
Knew it. That's what our listener, one of our listeners in the chat said.
It's funny because by the time our last episode came out, our listing on iTunes had not been updated in like 5 days. I kind of freaked out a little bit. It happens. Like I do. Which is weird because usually it takes maybe at most a day between the time that I put up the episode on the website and the time that the listing is updated in iTunes, right? So I don't know what's going on. Apparently, the person who's responsible for flipping the switch and making shit happen
was on vacation.
I don't know.
For 5 days.
Who knows? But apparently they came back sometime around Wednesday or Thursday, at which point I noticed the listing had been updated up to our last episode. So we're good.
Good.
So I'm going to make a point next time. I will try not to freak out and bitch as much as I did last time.
But maybe that's why I got fixed, Eric.
Well, I was also all over the Apple support forums, and then I had also sent some emails to Apple support. And I got basically a form letter back. Thank you for your question, blah, blah, blah. And they basically told me the answer to a question which I didn't ask. You know, I had asked for I described a very specific problem, and then they gave me an answer back for a completely different problem which I didn't ask for.
But did you find that answer useful?
No, it was completely not useful at all because it had really nothing to do.
Maybe they just thought that they just got.
Well, the funny thing is,
they probably just got shit mixed up.
Yeah, I think both people I was dealing with at Apple support got shit mixed up because I'd sent one response and didn't hear back right away, and then I got that answer back, which wasn't really an answer. And then I'm like, all right, well, this is stupid. I'm going to start dealing with somebody else. So I went through the process again, went through the Apple website, filled up the form, and then I got an answer back. What are you doing, Rochelle? I'm telling a story.
This is our guest for the show today.
Yeah, it's funny.
Is our cat.
It's great that this guest is reliable.
Talk.
Oh, you're not talkative now. All right. You know, it's so hard to book guests, but I'll get onto that in a bit. I talked to one person at Apple. They sent me back an answer for a stupid answer. And then I talked to another person at Apple through email, and I got back the exact same non-answer that I had not asked for. So I think they just sort of send out bullshit answers the first time, assuming that people who send anything in don't know what the fuck they're doing. So whatever. Long story short, it works now. There we go. I told Rochelle an interesting thing, which was happening to me all throughout last week, but hasn't really happened this week that much. Remember I told you this last week, and you're like, really, Eric? That happens?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Well, sorry. You'll remember once I tell you. I have a house coat, a black house coat, which I got for Christmas a few years ago. And for whatever reason, I think it has to do with the fact that, and you'd actually brought this up, Rochelle, that I because I was not using any bounce sheets, in the dryer, which I never do. It's just one of those things I've never really done. What do they do? They make
things not stick together.
Okay.
Just like reduce the static.
Which, you know, I guess the sticking things together is one reason not to. There's one reason to use it. The other reason is because of what happened to me several times last week where you know, because I go and shower in the morning, getting out, dry, kind of half-ass dry myself off, put on the put in the house coat. Three times last week this happened, where I gave myself a static shock in the head of my penis. I told you this last week, Rochelle.
I don't. Okay, yeah, okay.
Like, right on the tip, and I'm like, it's surprising more than anything. It's just like, you know.
Does it hurt or does it feel good?
Well, it hurts as much as like, you know, a static shock on like any other part of your body would hurt, right? But it's just like, you don't expect something like that to happen, you know.
Yeah, that's totally because you're not using the balance sheets.
I think that's exactly it. And yeah. I think what happened is I must have discharged all the static electricity out of it this week, because I had not had such an issue.
Because if we run out of the balance sheets at the salons, I've tried to get away with not using them at all, because, yeah, I don't know, it's just, you just forget about them. I don't know. They don't really seem important. But then when we don't have them, clients will put on the robes, and once you touch them,
bat, bat, bat.
You get a static shock. Yeah, and then when you're walking around, and even when you greet people and say hi, because it just makes a lot more static electricity in the salon.
Yeah.
It's really weird. And then when you turn the light off too, it shocks you.
Yeah. So that.
And since we started using the sheet things again, it's.
I should really do that, because there's no reason I should be have static on my penis all the time.
Yeah, unless you secretly like it.
Yes, I totally like it, Rochelle. I 100% love that shit. There's nothing else more than I like than a good old electric charge to the cock, right? At 6:30 in the morning. Bow! Here's a way to start your day.
Nice, refreshing way to wake up.
Exactly. This was news today. You remember, you know, Nadia Suleiman, better known as Octomom, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess she's going through some financial difficulties.
The fake Angelina?
Yeah, through, I guess, if you want to spend enough money, you can look like Angelina Jolie.
That's where all her money went.
Yeah, right to her.
To her face, pretty much.
To her stupid face.
And to get rid of all that extra skin she grew from the babies.
Oh, my goodness. Did you see that one picture of her?
No.
Like, at, like 9 or 8.5 months pregnant with when she was having like the 8 children? It was fucking huge.
It's gross. I couldn't imagine that.
Pardon me.
It was almost as big as her.
It looked like aliens were going to pop out of there. It was like Jiffy Pop. It's fucking ridiculous.
It's disgusting.
That being said, according to TMZ, Nadia Suleiman recently shot, Octomom reportedly made a fetish video in which she whips a grown man who is dressed as a baby. Gotta make a buck, Rochelle. According to TMZ, Nadia Suleiman recently shot the movie in her Los Angeles home. It supposedly depicts her dressed in a black corset and leggings, whipping a man who's wearing a bonnet and a diaper. While TMZ doesn't mention for whom the video was made, a good guess would be Vivid Entertainment. Vivid is a pornographic video production company. Since its president, Stephen Hirsch, has repeatedly offered to pay her $450,000 mortgage just to get her in front of the cameras. In fact, he recently paid her February mortgage payment.
Would you do that?
Would I what?
Would you have a video like that of you if someone was willing to pay off your entire mortgage?
See, on one hand,
because the thing is, it's out there now.
It's out there, and it's once it's out there,
and everybody knows about it.
Yeah,
and that's actually, your reputation now.
It's actually funny because shortly after I was looking into this article, the picture, like some of the stills from this video, did show up on the gossip websites.
Yeah,
and it's funny because it doesn't seem like it was done for like a fetish video per se, as it is just, it looks like some sort of stunt that they would do on like radio or something like that. Cause the guy who's dressed as a baby is like this overweight dude, like, you know, with like tattoos all over his body and like goatee or whatever. And, it doesn't look too serious. You know what I mean? It doesn't look, and she's, you know, she's in her black whatevers and just whipping away. But he did get some marks on his back, so there, I guess there was a real whip involved,
you know? I would do it. I would totally do it.
You would do the video?
Why not? She's wearing clothing.
Yeah, she's wearing like some sort of black corset number with like black shiny leggings or whatever. Nothing. There's no nudity at all in this thing. And like,
but I mean, it is the most fucked up thing about it is not the whipping part. I think it's the baby part because she has babies. People are going to start to question her parenting skills from that, based on that.
Oh, yeah. I guess especially seeing the things that she's gone through in the last year.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they might threaten a way to take away her. How many? She's like 14 babies.
Yeah.
14. And like two squirts. 14.
Two squirts. I'm sure it was that easy, Eric.
or however it goes. I don't know. I'm not an expert on these things.
No, you're not.
Apparently not. That's how babies are made, right? It's like an ice cream machine.
Yeah.
Like Slurpee machine.
You select which one you want to.
It's like, I can get on board with that. If it was that easy, everybody would be having babies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'd read that this company had offered her ton of money just to appear in an actual porno film, because I guess there's some people out there who, when they're not watching Simpsons porn movies like we talked about last episode, are interested in watching Nadia Suleiman.
I don't find her attractive at all.
Well, her face is just clearly all plastic, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so get what you pay for. All right. So, speaking of,
she just needs to admit that her career is done.
Well, yeah, there's 15 minutes, and she's on like 19 minutes or something like that. So, oh well. Mm-mm. So, what else we got going on?
I don't know.
It's
a surprise.
It's a surprise.
I picked that one.
You picked that one. You know, we watched the show Toddlers and Tiaras before.
Yeah.
This is a clip from one of the more recent episodes.
Do in between, and then maybe a little bit right here.
Don't do my eyeballs.
Okay, she's just gonna look at
it.
Okay?
No, don't do my eyeballs.
I got you a special prize. After we do your eyebrows, okay? She had a bad experience with not Jessica, but another lady to wear, and the wax was way too hot, and it actually ripped off her skin. So she's been kind of terrified ever since then.
Don't tear it! Don't tear it!
It's all done.
Okay, this kid is about 5, 6. I don't know how old this kid is. Very young.
Yeah, and she has blonde hair, so really what hair are they going to be waxing off of her eyebrows?
So Mother of the Year is entering her in these beauty pageants. And I guess she wants to take it to the next level.
That's messed up. I didn't wax my eyebrows until I was 18.
Apparently,
I tweezed them, but I never got them waxed until later.
Apparently, it's never too young to start. This kid's about, how old do you guess this
That's
kid?
That's crazy.
This kid to be about?
I'd say maybe 6.
6 at most.
Yeah.
And mom's like, if you wax your eyebrows, I'll give you a lollipop. And kid's like, fuck this.
No, she agreed to it because she's getting it done.
Yeah, but they mentioned that she had an issue with this thing before because it had a...
And you know what? That can happen. Like, you can get the top layer of your skin pulled off from getting your eyebrows waxed. I've seen it.
You've seen this happen?
Mm-hmm.
Where? Where'd you see this happen?
In various salons that I've worked in.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not going to mention any names.
Okay, fair enough. But, like, is it bloody or is it just raw?
No, it's just really raw. It's like the skin turns really, really, really red and it becomes really sensitive and you can't put anything on it.
Ouch.
Like, it hurts.
Does it scab up eventually? Or?
No, it doesn't scab up. It just it's just very sensitive. Mm. It doesn't last very long.
Okay. Yeah. See how this lasts.
Oh, yeah, then it's all done. See? Look how pretty it looks. That wasn't bad, was it? Okay, lay back.
Yes,
lay
it back. Was. No.
Just one more. I would like to say that beauty doesn't play a part in wedding pageants, but they're called beauty pageants for a reason.
Don't tear it!
She's done. Honey, you're all done. It's all done. Hey, you're all done. Normally, I would have just held her down and ripped it off.
Oh,
What an awesome mom.
That's fucked up. Just wait till she's older and she has to get her bikini line waxed.
Oh my goodness.
It's even worse.
Oh. I wouldn't be surprised if some of these moms are already doing that, getting a bit of a head start.
There's nothing there.
I know there's nothing there, but you know, so these moms are fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Ugh. I don't know. We've talked about this before, about the beauty pageants. Anyways, that being said, this is a story sent in by a listener to our show, Kelvin.
Nice.
Yeah, how nice.
Our unofficial tip-tap-tip employee.
Exactly.
Dubai wizard jailed for promising rain of cash. Dubai United Arab Emirates. A Dubai court has given a 3-year jail sentence to a self-professed African wizard who claimed he could make millions of dollars rain from the sky in exchange for a modest payment to genies. The court Wednesday also ordered deportation for the man, a blacksmith from Chad, after he serves his time. An undercover police officer testified the man began his ceremony and asked for a tip of 200 dirham, which is like $54.
Sure.
For genies to shower down $25 million last year. Rain is a major topic each winter in the United Arab Emirates. Is that how you say it?
Emirates.
Okay.
Emirates.
Okay. All right. Where farmers and others await the infrequent seasonal showers. This year, rain has been so scarce that the UAE's president asked for mosques to offer special prayers for cloud bursts this last month.
Nice. So what's going on in that story? In that show?
I don't get it.
You don't get it. You just read it.
So, okay, so they were praying. He said that he could make rain. He could make money fall from the sky, like rain.
Okay.
But then they actually want rain. Don't they?
Let me see what's going on here. Millions of dollars rain. No, he's going to make money fall from the sky. It's like magic.
Yeah, but don't they just want rain, though, not money? Or do they just want money?
I'd be fine with just money. So he made a promise and he couldn't deliver. He said, I'm going to make money rain from the skies. Of course, that doesn't happen.
That's like saying that you're going to make money grow on trees.
Yeah, same thing. Apparently, they believed him, didn't follow through. They got a little unhappy.
Kerfuffle?
Yeah, I got to do a thing. I will say this. Let me say this before we go on. There's
what?
It's pretty important announcements about how to listen to our show. Easiest way, go to our website, tiptaptip.com. There you can subscribe on iTunes. You can listen to it right on the website, because a lot of people do that. And
look at the nice pictures, too, on the website. You always find some good ones.
I always find the best pictures.
Yep.
And the thing is, if you don't go to our website, you'll never see all the effort that I put into finding the image which is most appropriate for our show. I find some good ones. I find some really gross, weird ones. And sometimes.
And you make the website look pretty.
I do what I can.
And there's t-shirts on there, too.
Oh, let me tell you, Rochelle. Let me tell you about the t-shirts. We have, if you go to our website, tiptaptip.com, click on the store link at the top. That'll take you to a page where, if you are a man or if you're a woman, or if you identify yourself as a woman, you can get a woman manner.
What?
What?
Why would you say that?
I don't know. I think I've been listening to too many podcasts.
Yes, I think you have too.
You get either a men or women's tip, tap, tip t-shirt. Fits nice. I made sure when we did them up that they are in the nice fitting American Apparel style t-shirt. So if you're familiar with the way those fit, then you'll know how to size yourself up and buy one. I would get one because they're pretty fucking awesome. In fact, I already have one myself. And let me tell you, fits pretty good. It fits really good. Like, you take like a regular person.
How long have we had those now for?
They've been there for a bit.
Have you had it for like a year?
Something like that.
Because the logo hasn't washed off or changed or anything.
Actually, that's one thing I noticed.
Do you wash yours inside out?
Yeah, I wash mine inside out, but
yeah,
still.
Yeah, I don't remember to do that, and mine's still on.
I know. Like, yeah, actually, it's
pretty good shit.
It's one thing to mention. Is not only do they look good, they make you look good, and apparently the logo stays on a long fucking time, because I've washed the shit out of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Not even a crack, nothing. It's like brand new. It looks fucking awesome. You're walking down the street, big, bright, red, tip, tap, tip logo. People go up to you and say, what the fuck is that? You go, I'll tell you what the fuck that is.
That's how you're supposed to talk when you wear the shirt, right?
That's your problem for not listening to the fucking show. That's what you say. Well, you actually don't say that, because that's not a really good way to sell our show. You say, well, it's this funny internet radio talk show. People don't really know what a podcast is.
Yeah, but if you say talk show, then they're going to wonder what radio station it's on.
Just go internet radio. People know what the internet is. They know what a radio is. They can put two and two together. Anyways. So you get yourself a shirt. You make new friends. You tell them about the show. And everybody's happy. We're happy. And because we sold a shirt. And B, because you went out on the town looking like a million fucking bucks. Or slightly less than 30, the cost of the shirt. And you make new friends who are wondering what that awesome thing you're wearing is. And it, let me tell you, guaranteed people will ask you what that thing is. Rochelle and I remember one time we were walking back from a place. We're from Tobby Dog. It was the summer. Both you and I were wearing them on the same day, like twins or whatever. And people are like, what is that? Because it's obnoxiously big red logo on a dark shirt.
Yeah, but that also happens with the pins, too. A lot of our friends and people that we know have some Tip Tap Tip pins. And a lot of my friends just put it on their purse. And everybody asks, hey, what's Tip Tap Tip? Because it is a really catchy logo. But it also doesn't look like a logo. It
looks like fun.
It looks like a fun thing.
Yeah. And actually, one thing I recently added, if Facebook is your internet and you only exist within Facebook, you can also go to our Facebook page. And on there, there's also links to the shirts if you want to go in there.
Cool.
Links to everything we do is, of course, on our website, tiptaptip.com. One last thing I'll mention in this little segue of commercial stuff is we do broadcast our show live when we record it, because that's the way we do it. We broadcast our shows Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 8:30 p.m. Calgary time. Why don't you join in? Hang out in the chat. It's all good. We're nice.
And then you can talk to us, too.
Nice and hang out.
In the chat.
In the chat. It's fun. We're fun. We'll be your friend. It's all good. Is that right, Rochelle?
Yes.
All right. That being said, we've talked about toddlers and octomoms and stuff like that, and genies. Let's move on to a movie trailer I recently saw. Kate Hudson, you may know her from movies such as Almost Famous and a million other shitty romantic comedies that she's done.
Yeah, I think, isn't that all she's in is romantic comedies?
She's all pretty much in romantic comedies. And yeah. Not wanting to buck the trend, she's in another one. Every romantic comedy has a twist, some sort of thing, which makes it kind of different than, you know, others.
Yeah. What's this one?
Oh, you'll see. Let me tell you, you'll see.
As long as your customer base is 82% male, you'll never be number one.
Women don't buy coffee.
The youngest, the hottest vice president in the history of
America. What if I want something more?
What if I don't?
Miley has never believed in love.
I think I killed her.
You look familiar. Have we had sex?
I'm sorry?
Please tell me you're not flirting with your doctor.
What if I am?
You know how I went to the doctor last week? I have cancer.
So how do you feel?
To be honest, I could.
There's the twist.
What?
Yeah. Okay. Let me back up.
No, I know. I heard it. That's just really weird. Like, the whole movie is super, woo, I'm fun.
I'm Kate Hudson.
I'm sex with everybody. Boo. I don't want a relationship. Oh, wait, I have cancer. What the fuck? That's like a bomb.
You don't drop that bomb in the middle of dinner. Oh, yeah. Pass the potatoes. I have cancer and gravy. Do you have some of that, too? Like, what the fuck?
That's so dumb.
All right, let's see how this pans out. Because clearly this is going to be a very serious movie, right?
He's a good laugh.
You want me to tell you a joke?
I'd prefer someone funny.
I'm making you a nice, big, juicy steak.
Ah, I've been a vegetarian for 12 years.
There are alternative therapies.
Success like people cured?
Yeah. I've never felt
like this. Why do you not have a girlfriend?
Isn't that obvious?
Oh, yeah.
Then why aren't you in there?
Hey, that's that guy.
Why don't you read
that? Yeah, it's, what's his name? Gail Garcia.
Ichi Mama Tambien.
Yeah, that dude.
My next book, Why Relationships Suck Ass.
The line is there for a reason, doctor, not just for the patients.
Well, I don't know what his issues are.
I don't care what his issues are. Do you love him?
I've never felt like this.
What are you afraid of?
What the fuck? Whoopi Goldberg is the angel?
Apparently, it's some sort of heavenly creature. Whoopi Goldberg is... I don't know. All I've seen is the trailer, and really, that's all I want to see.
Tonight's gonna go by. You're never gonna kiss me.
Anyways, all right. It shit like goes on. There's parasailing and lots of fun. You know, I don't know about you.
And then she falls in love with her doctor, who has diagnosed her with cancer.
I don't
know
about
whatever happens with cancer, because
yeah, that's a funny thing.
Seems like it mysteriously is just not there anymore.
Yeah, it's a funny thing about that, Rochelle. Like, you know, I we've known a few people who've gone through cancer and don't think they're parasailing or having romantic getaways with
or having sex.
Usually involves chemotherapy, radiation,
losing all your hair, puking,
feeling like shit a lot.
Let's see if it shows it.
All right.
Teach you anything in Catholic school?
No.
I love you.
You really are the biggest dork I've ever seen.
But it's a far better compliment if you leave dork out of that sentence.
You are the biggest I have ever slept with.
I don't know. I knew nothing about cancer and I watched this trailer,
I'd be like,
I would think that cancer is a fun disease to have.
Yeah,
definitely. That all you do is you just go around and you gallivant and fall in love and skip through the streets.
Yeah, it's basically like getting the flu.
Oh, I didn't even,
because it didn't even show anything.
I didn't even hear her sniffle or cough
In
this fucking trailer.
It's kind of like Santa Claus. Like, it's... doesn't exist for real.
What?
I ruined it for everybody now.
Oh, you motherfucker. Did you just do that?
I can't believe Kathy Bates is in this. Why would she waste her time? You
gotta
know, she's
paid.
A good actress.
She's a good actress, but you know, that you gotta pay the bills sometimes, right?
This is shit.
I don't know. I watched this.
And that Gail Garcia dude. I just watched a movie with him in it where he plays this priest who falls in love with this young girl, and it was so good.
Answer me this.
I do not think he's hot.
Okay, you don't think he's hot?
No.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you, because I know I've heard that women think he's hot, and I don't get it. Like, yeah, I'm not seeing it.
Me neither.
But
everybody has their type, though. I mean, come on.
But a lot of women I've heard like this dude. Oh, Rochelle's showing off her new things.
No, they're not new.
They're not new?
No. I have these little ornaments that are on my necklace that a friend of mine gave me. They're a little pair of scissors and a little brush.
Nice. Super cute.
super cute. Anyway, no, I don't think he's attractive. He's a good actor, though. Like, he's been in like some good movies and stuff.
Yeah, he's been in some decent stuff.
But for him to be in this movie is
just I don't get it.
Yeah, why didn't they just get Matthew McConaughey again?
Yeah, he's in every other fucking stupid romantic comedy.
Yeah, all he does.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't think he's really.
That's why he's either running on the beach, which you see in every single gossip magazine, or else in a romantic comedy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not going to be rushing out to see this movie anytime soon, that's for certain.
What?
What? We were supposed to go
in. Show this to me to get my hopes up.
I was already planning our date night. You're such a piece of shit. I'm like,
I was hoping you would buy me cancer for my birthday.
Like that. Is it me or do I find that offensive?
It is so offensive.
Like,
yeah.
It's just. Like, yeah. They trivialize it. It's like, I have cancer. Woo! This is so awesome.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's such bullshit. It's just like, they don't even, at no point in this trailer do they actually show.
But do you know how many people are going to go see this? People who have gone through cancer are going to go see this, and it's going to make them feel good. So it's just kind of like one of those feel good movies. It's not a downer movie. It's not realistic at all.
Yeah, because cancer is totally feel good.
No, it's not at all.
No, I just feel like shit.
Yeah.
Basically.
I think the one movie that that portrayed it the best for me was with, I think it was Meryl Streep.
Which movie was that?
And I can't remember what the movie's called. Eric, you know I never remember those things.
Who else is in it?
It's just her. Right. She gets cancer.
Is it an old Meryl Streep movie? Is it a new Meryl Streep movie?
Old.
Like 80s?
I don't know.
I was going to look this up on my IMDb app, but then I realized it's going to make weird noises on the microphones by going, you know how it does.
It's too bad there's nobody in our live chat, because sometimes those people know stuff.
That's another reason to be in our live chat, is answer our stupid questions, because we don't know everything. And you can just sort of...
Man, I'm pretty sure it was Meryl Streep.
You don't even know that, huh? It was definitely a female actress. Definitely. Okay, maybe it was a guy dressed as a woman. Maybe, definitely.
I know the whole story, Eric.
Okay, it was a dog. I swear it was a dog.
Shut up. It was such a good movie. I was crying, and it was so effective. And it was only her in it because she didn't have any family, because she was a single woman who devoted her life to her career.
Was this on TV or Netflix?
TV. It was before we got Netflix.
Oh, man. So we can't even narrow it down.
Oh,
what
brutal.
The flying shit. All right. That being said, let's play some games. We haven't done this in a few episodes, but I figure, why the fuck not? We're going to play a little game called Facts.
Cue up the fact music, Eric.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Come on, DJ. Do your shit.
Do my shit. So what this is I have a little app on my iPhone called 6501 Facts.
When you say, so what this is blah, blah, blah. Like, you could simplify that sentence so much better. You know, just be like, this is our fact thing where we do this and this. I'm just saying.
App on phone. Fact. Good. Go.
Yeah, there you go. People will get that too.
Is that simple enough?
Yeah.
Do I need to club myself in the head?
Just always start everything out like that. And it's like, it takes you probably an extra minute to tell people stuff.
If I could.
Time is of the essence, Eric. Our show is only an hour.
And half of it is me preparing for clips, and like 2 minutes is actual clips, right?
Yeah.
All right. So.
And then you always introduce the clip, but then you say everything.
I have this thing on my phone. It's an application for the phone.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to play along in your spare time, what you can do is this.
Oh my goodness, I would love to do that, Eric, but I don't have one of those phones.
If you don't, just cry, because you will never be able to play this game.
I will just never be as cool as you.
Ever. Just sit there, cry by yourself.
Can you put the music on, please? This is my favorite part.
Yeah.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, go!
All right. Fact. The human brain, has over 100 million neurons. I think we said that last time. Whoops.
A violin contains about 70 separate pieces of wood. Whoa, it's pretty tiny.
It's crazy. Musical fact. Fact! Spider webs were used to cure warts during the Middle Ages. Dumb middle-aged people.
Fact. Humans can detect sounds at 20,000 times per second, while dogs can sense frequencies of 30,000 times per second.
Fact.
That's why they can hear those secret whistles.
In Georgia, it's against the law to spread a false rumor. Fact.
Against the law? Whatever. Yeah. Fact. Recycling one glass jar saves enough energy to watch TV for 3 hours.
Whoa.
That's a very good environmental fact. Have I ever heard one?
Mm-hmm.
Fact. The world's termites outweigh the world's humans 10-1.
Oh, that's disgusting.
That's fucking nasty.
Fact. Dogs were first domesticated by cavemen.
That's cool.
They decided not to eat them. How nice.
Did you know tomato ketchup is a good conditioner for the hair? It also helps get the greenish tinge that some blonde-haired people get after swimming in water with chlorine in it.
Ooh, that's good to know.
That's a handy hair fact. Why don't you store that away in your little hair brain thing?
I will do that.
Oh, I think we're almost done.
Fact, this means that in the time of the dinosaurs, the day was just 23 hours long. Right?
Fact. All right.
Oh, I think I forgot the first part of that one. Maybe.
No, it was just poorly written fact. That's... Fact. All right, that being said. I'll post the link to this app. You can play along in your self. And you can yell at your friends back and forth while you say all these stupid facts.
Just say application, Eric.
Application. iPhone application.
Nice.
Thing.
Very nice.
Yeah. Actually, no, before I even play this next video, this is something I found this morning, and it's probably the best thing I've found in a while. You know, they have dating sites for singles, and then they get more granular, you know, for people who like science fiction or people who like this or that. There's dating.
Really?
Yeah, there's like Star Trek dating sites. No, for real, for real.
Would you ever do that?
I like Star Trek, but not enough. Not that much. Besides, I'm married.
No, I know, but when you were single, would you do that?
I don't think I was ever at that point where I would need... I've never done the internet dating thing.
No, me neither.
I don't know.
Except for when I was married.
But you're married now.
No, with the eHarmony thing that we did.
Oh, okay. I'm like...
My fake profile.
We should write that down. We'll check it up later for next show.
They still keep on sending me shit.
All right. So this is a website, and it is a real site. I did check it out, called Sea Captain Date. It is real. It's been in operation since 2008.
So, okay, is it women who want to date sea captains, or is it just sea captains who want to date other sea captains?
No, it's for sea captains who want to date women, and women who want to date sea captains.
But are there women who are sea captains?
I would assume so.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess in this world that we live in, why could not a woman be a sea captain?
I know. That's what I'm asking.
Right.
When you're on a boat full of men all day, let's just say you don't get a chance to meet that many women. You know, I drive freighters for a living. I can navigate the sea, but the internet completely baffles me. Every now and then, I kind of daydream about sending out a message in a bottle. Caleb Jacobson, but even my mother calls me the captain. My mistress may be the sea, but the thing is, that's just an expression. There ain't really no sense.
don't fuck it.
Late one night, I was listening to my trusty CB radio, you know, for company, and I heard some of my fellow sea captains talking, and they were discussing a new dating site, something called seacaptaindate.com. So when I got back to dry land, I logged on to one of them computer terminals, and I Googled the internet. Now, at first I thought it was a big joke. I mean, who the hell would want to date a sea captain? But these people at seacaptaindatethefuck.com, they were so good. Step by step, it was so easy. I had my entire profile up and running in no time at all. So I started internet chatting with Miss Taco 81 here. And we got to talking about my boat and the ocean and our crazy-ass exes.
That girl could be his daughter.
Yeah, sure, I've used dating sites in the past, but they're usually so...
Sir Rochelle, you're
saying? That girl could be his daughter. Or his granddaughter.
Possibly. Possibly.
I don't believe this. This is so, so fake.
I don't know, but maybe this commercial seems a bit... But the site itself is real. It's been around for 3 years.
No, maybe this, the site can be real or whatever. But the way that the guy is talking, it sounds incredibly scripted.
It's funny because the
I googled the internet.
I went to the site this morning because I had to see it. I'm like, all right, this is for real. So I went to seacaptaindate.com, and you know, at the beginning of any of these dating sites, they have like the little form where you say, you know, I am a man, woman looking for a. So they had that form. And, you know, it's like, you know, I'm a man, woman, whatever. And then on the other drop down, it's like looking for a man, woman. And then the third option is sea captain. It's fantastic. Let's hear how the rest of this pans out.
How can I put this? They're so lame. You know, like the guys are all losers. There's a reason they're using the internet to get dates.
And it turns out she hasn't been on a boat since she's been a little kid. So I took her for a ride. That was our first date.
Sea Captain Date is different. They only have grade A top quality sea captains on there. It's amazing. And best of all, they don't even know how to use the internet.
There is, yeah.
So- grade A, isn't that just how you rate steak?
Beef.
Yeah.
Yeah. Prime meat.
Sure. Yeah. We thought about it. I think, though, that we both want to take it slow because we just got out of serious relationships.
Plus, I still have to deal with that divorce.
What? You're married?
Technically to the sea.
Lord. My advice to other women out there, why settle for a boy with a car when you can have a man with a boat?
I love seacaptaindate.com. Sometimes a man needs a little more than a captain's wheel in his hands.
He needs a pair of tits. Right, is that what, that's what
yeah, I guess that's what they're, is that what
they're getting at?
Yeah. That is like the worst commercial.
It is a bit on the cheesy side, but
honestly, I really, really think that in real life, those people, the sea captain, is her dad or something.
I don't know,
but because they didn't really touch that much. They weren't even hugged. Looking at each other. She kissed his cheek.
That's about it. But I remember that when I watched this video, it kind of got in my head.
Are there really that many sea captains? In Canada. Is this for Canada or?
It's based out of the States.
Canada.
Because I remember I looked into it. I'm like, is this for real? I'm like, all right. So, because if you're signing up as a sea captain, it's actually asking for your captain registration number or something like that. Mm-hmm. Apparently it's for real. I don't know. And I guess they had some sort of event about 3 years ago. I can't remember what.
I bet you it was just all dudes.
But their celebrity guest was the dude, Gavin.
From The Love Boat?
Yeah, the guy who played the captain on The Love Boat. Yeah, exactly.
Like, who else, really?
It's the
Except for maybe the captain from Gilligan's Island, but he's probably dead.
I think he is passed on.
Yeah.
But I was watching this, and yeah, I'm not sure if I mentioned this I may have mentioned it when we got back from Mexico a while back, but watching this video kind of puts it in my head again that getting a captain's hat is my top priority. Even though I'm not a captain of a sea ship.
No, that's okay. You can still wear it. You just be a fake one.
It's a good looking hat. It's a good look. The captain's look.
Yeah,
it is. Sea captain look.
But you really, really, it won't work with your bathing suit that you have right now, because your bathing suit is like shorts. You need like a James Bond bathing suit.
Yeah.
Tighter, smaller.
Tighter, smaller.
that's what you need.
That's what I need, huh?
Yeah.
It's a good look, and I really need that as quickly as possible. So.
Why? Because we're going to Mexico next week?
No. Goodness, no. Because spring's coming up, and I feel like I can rock that out. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Why not? All right. SeaCaptainDate.com. We'll be posting that on our...
I want to look at that.
Yeah, actually, I'll show you after this show. It's quite awesome. One thing I should mention, we do have an email address. info@tiptaptip.com there. You can send in your topic ideas, your questions, your stories, anything you'd like to share with us. That'd be good.
Yeah, just like the story that we read from Kelvin. That was just
exactly. Actually, Kelvin had sent in that story, but he's been sending me a lot of stories involving the emulation or the abuse of men's genitals by women.
Maybe he wants that to be the whole theme of the show.
Well, we did talk about that a few weeks back, and it was good. Man, I had no idea.
Why not? Let's do it.
I know. I had no idea that women were that pissed off when it came to men's shit. That they want to, like, do all sorts of bad things to it. But,
How many stories are we talking about?
Enough that we could probably do a show.
Fuck, let's do it. Let's do it.
I have the emails. Maybe we'll all dig those up and we'll do a special show like that.
We'll call it like Squish Your Dick or...
Squish Your Dick. Watch your junk.
Hold on to your...
Shit.
Cock. I want to do it.
I'll see if I can dig this up.
Okay.
I
don't know if I want to listen to this guy. This is the same dude that did the women's.
No, this is actually a different dude.
He looks the same.
He looks similar, but he's a totally different dude.
Okay.
Till I was.
And I'm playing the wrong clip. Whoops.
Yay, Eric.
Till
so
I was
good.
30 years old, I hated my asshole. I was so chronically tense that I had nonstop inflamed hemorrhoids. Not fun. Twice I even had surgery on my asshole. If you do 100 anal breaths a day, you will start to let go of anal tension. But if you're interested in high levels of well-being, I recommend 500 to 1,000 anal breaths a day. Yes, 500 to 1,000. Al Engang has videotaped a lot of his personal erotic explorations. He told me that his parents encouraged him from the time he was 12 years old to explore his body and discover what was erotically possible. And like a good boy, he followed his parents' advice. He has spent an average of 2 hours a day making love to himself since he was a teenager. And he now calls himself the young man from Nantucket. Let's see what Al's up to.
This is...
And what is Al up to, Eric?
I don't know, because that's all the video I have. But I'll... like all videos.
Anal breaths?
Yeah, I was wondering about that. I'm like, was that farting?
No, I guess breathing is... like going in, right? Not.
And then.
Yeah. So, how do you breathe in from your butt?
See that.
Unless someone blows into it.
It's like mouth to mouth, but mouth to ass.
It's like the human caterpillar.
I told you how I watched that movie.
But in reverse.
Yes.
Well, that's interesting, Eric. I will try and do that.
Anal
Thanks
breaths.
For the advice.
We
Sometimes
like,
I get hemorrhoids. This is good. This is good, Eric. Thank you.
We like to keep our listeners up informed about such new erotic techniques as anal breaths. Who knew that there's so much that can be done with the human body involved breathing with other things that aren't your mouth?
Nasty.
All right.
Let's not do sound fart, like fart sounds.
No?
No.
All right. A man with loaded shotgun demands food from closed McDonald's for pregnant wife. I think this is actually also a story that Kelvin had sent in a while back. An intoxicated man brandishing a shotgun demanded food at the drive-through window of a closed McDonald's, blaming his hungry and pregnant wife. The Southeast Missourian reports. They told him the store is closed. He demanded one of the employees to open the window. The employee reportedly responded by advising only the manager could open the window. He told the employee he wanted some food and pointed his shotgun at that time. Walter said if I don't bring some food home for my wife, she's going to kill me. I know how that gets. At that point, the employees didn't want to stick around to listen to any more demands. The sheriff noted that the shotgun had a live round in his chamber. Apparently, the guy is not fucking around. The suspect was charged with unlawful use of a weapon and driving while intoxicated. Now, you've sent me out for ice cream before.
Yeah, but I'm not pregnant.
No, I know you're not pregnant.
And it's up to the dude to decide whether he's going to take a threat from his wife or not. You know, like, it would be a different thing if it was a pregnant woman demanding this to the McDonald's people, but it wasn't. It was...
So get me...
Maybe he was totally bullshitting anyway, like...
Well, it's not like he's asked for money. He's asking for a quarter pounder, maybe some fries and a cola.
Oh my goodness, I'm so hungry, Eric.
Actually, all this food talk is getting me hungry, too. How about we do one more little thing? We'll wrap the show up.
How about we just sit here and drool?
Why don't you do that? You're pretty good at that. Seem to be pretty awesome at that.
Quarter pounder. Eric, go get me a quarter pounder. That's such a good idea.
No.
Come on, McDonald's is only like 10 blocks.
All right. We'll play this one last clip. All right, hold on. You literally are sending me out to McDonald's. One more thing.
No, I'm not. I'm joking.
All right.
But I am really fucking hungry.
That's why we're wrapping this up very shortly. It's one last thing. Hold on. You're done, aren't you? Okay. Tell you what. We'll play the...
Don't you know, Eric? I make the decisions here.
Well, put on your headphones and we'll wrap this up properly, all right?
I'm sorry.
I've
just had a sandwich today. I'm so starving.
Hey, everybody. We're wrapping this show up now. Fucking now. And if not any. Because we're fucking.
There was no way for me to say this to you in a nice way. You just keep going and going and going. You're like the Energizer Bunny of podcasting.
All right.
It's here's, true. If I wasn't here, you'd go for like another hour, right?
Okay, I got important stuff to say, and then you
already
can,
said all that stuff.
I got different important stuff to say.
More, okay.
Oh, more! You're so excited. Well, ooh, blah, 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 blah. All right. If you like the show, why don't you tell a friend? That's probably one of the best things you could do, other than listening in and. Buying some of our beautiful shirts, telling a friend to listen to the show, tell them that you like it, and that's great because the more people listen to the show, the happier we are, the more fun it is.
Pass it on. Facebook is good for doing shit like that.
Actually, that's a very good thing. If you go to our Facebook page.
You can suggest it to friends, can't you?
You click on the share button. Share. I like this. I want to share this with you.
Or even when we put the post up about doing the show, you just like, I'm going to share this.
Actually, I did a new thing on our Facebook page.
What?
You can actually play our episodes from our Facebook page. Whoa. And you can share it. Magic.
That's cool.
I know. It's fucking great. All right. We're going to wrap this up. We got some food to be cooked. Some McDonald's to hold up. And some anal breasts to do. And some sea captains to date. My name is Eric.
Nice. My name is Rochelle.
We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.